Blog Talk Radio.
this knowledge, I'm on it like this. You wish you was on it like this. You sleeping, you all in the bitch. I'm broke, but I'm melanin rich. This knowledge, I'm on it like this. You wish you was on it like this. You sleeping, you all in the bitch. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Got crystals that y'all on the wrist. I'm acting like whipping the kitchen. Yeah, I've been woke, I ain't new to this. I light up the room, never dip. I'm living, you playing the sims. Hieroglyphs on the brim. Just cause your blood don't make you care. My frequency is on a whole nother level. I'm God, I ain't worried about no devil. Your mind like a dog in the kennel. I'm a lock and that's through the vessel. Yeah. Only you can define what success. Got a couple hitters on the team. What you see is really just a dream. With the system, time to intervene. Don't comply when they say so. I ain't focused on bankroll. I'm freeing my mind trying to lay low. I had to switch to my shit like I changed clothes. I do this for real. I ain't signing no deal. I'm just keeping it real, thinking outside the matrix. Like a Morpheus coming to y'all with the red or blue pill. For real. This knowledge, I'm on it like this. You wish you was on it like this. You sleeping, you all in the bitch. I'm broke, but I'm melanin rich. This knowledge, I'm on it like this. You wish you was on it like this. You sleeping, you all in the bitch. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. And I swear it's like bubblegum. My brain hemisphere doing double dust. I'm putting in where you ain't done enough. Melanin on the rise and I'm running around. I've been trying to breathe, but you stuck in the system that's trying to defeat you. And watch how people treat you. Cause the words that they speak is something you can see through. I'm the wind moving with the seasons. Everything happens for a reason. Your lower self better delete it. Spirits will never be reading. Better watch what you start to believe in. Coming straight from the cosmos. Preparing for ascension. Soul getting close. Not with the physical. I'm getting guilty. I'm living by the code. This life is what I chose. Universal soul. The black woman keep me on my toes. I think it's time to expose everything they don't show. Turn that knowledge into wisdom. If you don't apply it, then you'll never grow. This knowledge, I'm on it like this. You wish you was on it like this. You sleeping, you all in the bitch. I'm broke, but I'm melanin rich. This knowledge, I'm on it like this. You wish you was on it like this. You sleeping, you all in the bitch. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. Melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this. This melanin popping like this.
Family, peace. Welcome to another broadcast of If You Need to Laugh. On this broadcast, I'm going to be honoring the major. I'm going to be honoring the major, the legendary Robin Harris, right? So, guys, I'm not going to do much talking, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to get right into the stand-up comedy, guys. If you want to check out our archives, please be sure to check out our archives. We have a lot of broadcasts that are in archives that are subject to help you in any area of your life, right? Also, guys, please be sure to check out our website, which is www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. That's www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Please join me tomorrow, for I will be presenting a morning broadcast, an episode of How to Overcome overcoming pretty much, guys, obstacles, challenges. You know, a lot of us are faced with obstacles and challenges. A lot of us want to understand what this 5G energy is and how to protect yourself and be safe. And I think I added something else to it as well. But anyway, guys, join me tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. It's going to be a very profound and powerful broadcast that I'm going to be doing tomorrow. All right, so let's laugh, guys. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to a stand-up. You guys probably heard this before. if you guys are a Robin Harris fan. But Robin Harris, he was in the first House Party. Awesome dude if you guys listen to his stand-up at all. But anyway, guys, yeah, that's it. Join me tomorrow. Join Rain DJ Bronx also tomorrow for Stuck on Stupid with his gloves off episode on that. And all right, guys. All right. Till next time. Go ahead. Enjoy. Peace.
Come on, girlfriend, get a seat. Get a seat. I told you, the Comedy Act Theater was the hottest club in L.A. In the place to be. Yes, they got some fine comedians and some fine men, too. You know, they got this great MC by the name of Robin Harris. Yes, he's very good. He will talk about anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere, anyhow, for any reason.
I heard the suckers try to keep...
I think you need to have your hearing checked. Anyway, I hope one of these fine men offer to buy me a little drink. Just one.
Okay, you got to stop there, you child.
Just a fine one, a nice fine one.
Just bring your own.
Excuse me. Excuse me, pretty young
lady. Oh, but.
Excuse me, I'm sure a charming young lady like yourself will be interested in some of your intelligent conversation.
What's your sign, baby?
Stop sighing, damn it. I thought you said they had some fine men in
here. They do. We're just looking for some that is tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome?
Yeah.
I just want them to be handsome. A dark guy tried to rob me last night.
Say.
Oh, my God.
You are a comedian?
No, I'm not a comedian.
They told me I could find some comedians down here.
I'm sorry, I'm not a comedian.
You a waitress?
No, I'm
not. You ain't a comedian, you ain't a waitress.
No, I'm not a waitress.
What you doing over here? Security! Security! Them personnel! You should be a comedian, though.
Thank you.
You look funny.
I thought you said this was a nice place.
This is a nice place.
He could have been a lawyer, but he could never pass the bar. Just a total drunk. I said, told you 1,000 times. Hey, honey, a drunk ain't nothing.
Excuse me, ladies. Is there a problem?
No.
Oh, no. Everything is just fine now. Thank you.
I'm sorry about the interruption.
Annie.
But I'd like to buy one of you beautiful young ladies a drink. Can I escort one of you to the bar?
Oh, thank you.
You heard him say a beautiful young lady. Come on, baby. How you doing, honey?
Come on, baby.
What part of Compton are you from?
Long Island.
Well, if you think that's funny, there's lots more where that came from. Hey, I'm Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to the Comedy Act Theater.
How you doing, bro?
I'm on medication.
You on medication? Me too. Hey, leave that cocaine alone, bro. One thing you never know what it's cut with. Guy the other day gave me some cocaine cut with desiccated foot powder. I snorted that stuff, got high, and broke in Kenny's shoes. Hopped on a battle ram and stole me a pair of Reeboks. What's happening, Fernando? What's going on?
Ay, 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 ay. I'm around some Negroes.
Fire, boy. All right, look at women in here. How you doing, honey? Got her legs crawled like her stuff so good she got to hold it down.
How you doing, baby? You sure look good.
How you doing, buddy? Still ugly? Big old forehead. Don't need no umbrella.
Why don't you stay out your eyes?
Mark, how you doing, baby? Let me see your hair. Because I can't stand women with them damn press on nails. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I better not see a woman in here tonight with no damn press on nails. I'm coming out in the audience. I ain't lying. Let me see your hair.
Yeah, it better be yours.
Let me see yours, bro. Find a woman in here. How you doing, brother? With the hole in your natural. What's going on? You must be a mechanic, huh? Good brother got on a tie like he got a job. He got a job looking for one. Been out of work so long, forgot what kind of work he had of. What's going on, man? Look like Floyd Patterson. Ding, ding. Playing in Lulee? What you doing in here? Got a gold chain on. No damn well it ain't gold. It's been spray painted. Can you walk past a magnet? What's up, man? Head look like a question mark. Your head belong at the end of a sentence, man. What? Hi, baby. How you doing? You sure looking good. Don't worry. I ain't gonna say nothing about you. Looking good. I wish my wife looked like you. My old lady's so ugly, y'all. The other day, she was taking off her clothes and a peep of towel, peeped through the window, broke in the house, and pulled down the shade. I'd like to welcome you all to the Comedy Act Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. As you wonder who I am, I'm Robin Harris on the microphone. A place called Compton is my home. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for our first comedian tonight. This young man, hey, is going places, believe me. You gonna agree with me? This man is going places. Matter of fact, when he leave here, he going home. Let's give a big round of applause, Mr. Don Reed. Come on, make it feel like he's in Vegas, y'all. Don Reed. Keep it going for Robin. Keep it going. Oh. Hi, how you doing?
Good to be here. Good to see your faces. When I give you the cue, clap your hands to the serious beat. When I give you the cue, all right? Not before, not after. Here we go. For you guys, old joke, very close to my soul though. Michael Jackson shooting the Pepsi commercial the way it actually happened. The way it actually happened.
I guess about time we start shooting the commercial. Cameron, are you ready back there? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Boom.
boom, 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 boom,
it's a whole new generation.
Let's start over, let's start over.
Boom, 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 boom,
it's a whole new generation. I said, taste the thrill of today and feel the Pepsi way.
You guys are thinking, Don, that was pretty good, man. I was thinking, Don, can you do a one-minute impression of Alfred Hitchcock's horror film, The Birds? Is that what you were thinking, man? That's what I thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Alfred Hitchcock's horror film, The Birds. If you will, a woman under pressure, uptight for no particular reason. Picture, if you will, the panicking woman. Bakeline sure is long, isn't it? And I've got somewhere to go. excuse me, sir, do you mind if I step in front of you? Yes, you. You mind if I step in front of you? No, you relax, I got somewhere to go. I'm stepping in front of you. Yes, I'd like to withdraw $275 from my savings account, and please hurry, I've got somewhere to go. La da da da. La da da da. La da 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 da. Wait. There must be some kind of mistake. Wait. What do you mean insufficient funds?
I made a deposit on Friday.
What? No. You relax. I got somewhere to go.
That's right. Go get the manager. Go get whoever you need to go get, but go get him now, because I got to get going. Go on. I'm going to scream.
Wah, 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 wah! close to my soul, possibly close to yours too, if you've ever in your entire life, since you've been living, seen a kung fu or karate flick, please give me a round of applause. This is my personal tribute to Kung Fu Theater.
How you doing, Zorro? That's right, I carry... Hey, don't worry, honey. I carry a razor, too, shoot. A gun, a misfire, but you ain't never heard of a razor miscutting, hey? So I cut you long, deep, wide, and consecutively. Man, I've been doing all those TV shows, boy. How you doing, bro? What's up, man? When you get out? Oh, go sit down now. That Mexican waiter shirt. I won't see no Mexicans now. Toward my car. Hey, Kim, 10 I'm in the car, 9 I'm in the front seat. Everybody named Fernando. I asked one in the back, I said, who's gonna fix my car? He said, Fernando will. Fernando ain't fixed nothing. Gave me a sack of oranges, told me to stand out by the freeway. A good-looking crowd out there, boy. It's easy to do a show when it's a good-looking crowd. Don't get folks, it's hard to do a show in front of them. Hey, Lexi, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know if they're enjoying you. Yo, what? Don't you know they're enjoying the show? Well, I know my wife ain't out there because she's ugly. Well, you know she's ugly. Need two tickets when she goes to the zoo. One to get in, another one to get out. I took her to see the lab of hyenas. Hyenas were going out there. So my wife, he stopped laughing. I said, why is y'all laughing now? That's serious. Now, I don't see my wife out there tonight. I'm so glad. Huh? No, she, I don't see her out there. Shoot, I'm glad she ain't out there. I hate my wife, you know. People ask me why I wore my wedding ring on the wrong finger, because I married the wrong woman.
better be glad to have a wife.
Who is that?
Me. Uh-oh. You're always talking about some woman.
That's that woman with that Neiman Marcus behind her. Looks good, but ain't worth a damn.
How would you know? You ain't never been in no Neiman Marcus. Them cheap clothes you got on, that shit was white when you first got it.
Fellas, what y'all laughing at? See, your dad wasn't just gonna take over.
You don't know where we gonna take over.
Go
men
speak.
Always talking stuff. Ain't that right, ladies? Ain't talking crazy. You know what you're talking crazy all the time.
Ain't nobody scared of no woman.
Ain't that right, sister girlfriend?
You better be lying. You don't even know that woman. Look at her. Look at this. Look at this. And you got on them press on nails, too, ain't you?
Better leave us alone.
Look at this woman. This is the reason I believe in abortion. Women. Can't stand women.
So what you gonna do about it? They're always talking about women. Ugly women in particular. Like it ain't no ugly men
That's
out there.
Right.
Look
ugly
around.
Women.
Look around. There's some ugly men out here in the world.
Wait. Hold.
You know you're
wait, I'd rather be ugly man. That ugly woman.
I'm glad you feel that lie. Way, Robin.
There's some ugly women out there. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna point them out.
I will. I'll point some people out. We're talking about some ugly men. The ugly men that be out there. Now, you know how you be out in the club. You done got all shot. Don't the ugly man come up to you first.
Well, right, let's go come up to an ugly woman.
Ain't that right, ladies? You know the one I'm talking about. Get them big old eyes. Eyes so big, take them all day just to blink.
Compton when you go out. I'm not going to stand up here and let you talk about
well, sit down and I talk about
ugly men. Because you women, y'all something else too. You and your bad kids you got. Can't even get none for this bad kid. Go to a woman's house, 2 o'clock in the morning, little kid still up. Drinking coffee and taking no dose.
That's because we get him at home. We don't want to take care of him because y'all be lying all the time. Don't men lie? Yeah. Can I get an amen,
lady?
Women
lie.
Yes, women lie. Yes, lie. You come into a man house talking about he live in some big estate. He tell you that up in the club. Go over to his house be so tiny you can heat it with a blow dryer.
On your head. Got on a looking so hat. I bet I see no woman in here laughing. Y'all got a lot of nerve to laugh with them damn wigs you wear. I went out one night, man, this is the truth. Went to a club and a lady was out there dancing, had long, pretty hair.
Like
that. Like going, no, not like yours. Long hair. Then I took her to my apartment, and she come out the shower. She didn't have no hair. I was highly disappointed. I said, woman, where's that hair you had at the club? Like she didn't hear me. Hair? I said, I had your hair at the club. Where's that hair you had? East Coast.
That still ain't got nothing to do with it, cause y'all always starting trouble, even when they old. You know them old. I got a sister right here, know what I'm talking about. Them old men come up to you. You know what them are old. Oh, honey, older than they parents. Sweet young things I love to impress. More women get in my car than American Express. and make love to you till your knees start to knock. That's why they call me the Sweet Daddy Rock. The only thing an old man can rock is a chair. You know, at least you know when you go over to a young man's house, he gonna put on an album. Go over to an old man's house, he gonna put on a 45.
As they go over your house, they gonna try to cut on the lights. This dog over there in Compton. Yeah, I'm in Compton, brother.
See, that's what happened. Now, that's another lying man out there. I met him one time talking about he graduated from UCLA.
No.
It was the University of Compton located on Alameda. You know what I'm talking about? You know how men always say they want some fine young woman, some fine young thing, but they don't think that we want somebody fine. They always gain a whole lot of weight after a while. Had that big old belly. You know what I'm talking about? We talking about, yeah, baby. Just put your arms around this here. This is your playground. It ain't a woman in here tonight that needs that much recess. And I'll see you next week. I'll get you next time. Next week. Me and you.
I won't be here next week.
Good.
Stop having fun. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, let's hear from Miss Myra J. Come on. Also, let's hear from Mrs. Tiny. Let's give Tiny a round of applause for Thompson. All right, let's keep those hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Bring on this young man. The last time I saw him perform, he got a standing ovation. Yeah. Wasn't no chairs in the place.
Give a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Louis Dix. Yeah, how y'all doing again? Yeah, my name is Louis Dix. I feel good. I'm going to tell you one reason, because I'm not Reagan. But now, y'all got to give Reagan credit. Now, Reagan was smart, wasn't he, when he got in trouble? Me? I forgot. And I'm thinking, now, he got away with that. And I say, well, Nixon must be sitting home pretty pissed off. I mean, all I had to say was I forgot. We got away with it. That's okay. Every man in here got an overweight woman that you go see about 2 or 3 in the morning. Don't go, you know your things don't work out at the nightclub. You right there. It's me, baby. It's me. Open up, baby. Open up. Oh, I miss you, girl. You be on it, man. And when you take them out, you don't walk hand in hand. You just be talking about, you roll up there. I'll go over here. It's just that, you know, and commercials now, they're sickening too. Solicitation is just killing me. Hey, join the Army. Why? Well, we do more before 9 o'clock than most people do all day. Yeah, that's going to make me rush down there and sign up, right? Think about what you do all day and try to do it before 9 o'clock. You'll definitely be all you can be, you know what I'm saying? Hey, come to Burger King. Why? Because you can have it your way. Just do like I do. Go in and say, look, I don't want to pay for it. No, I'm sorry. That's my way. You know, I just certain things don't make no sense, man. Thank you. Now, I know some of you ladies looking at me wondering what I do when I'm not doing comedy. I'll be honest. Unlike most guys, I work at McDonald's. And I am not ashamed. Because, fellas, that's how I get my overweight women. They come in bunches, just give them extra apple pie, man. They'll be back. No, baby, that's pie for you. Go ahead, baby, that's for you. Go ahead, that's for you. She'll be back next day. You gave her a pie yesterday. Can I have one? I want cherry. But I work in McDonald's in Agoura, California. That's the white neighborhood. Now, I don't know how many of you go in a white neighborhood McDonald's. It's just like the commercial, isn't it? You go in, they all business hot. Welcome to McDonald's. May we take your order, please? Yeah, man, give me a Big Mac, large fry, and a Coke. Would you care for hot apple pie? Did I ask for one? Now, I know how much money I got in my pocket. And just give me what I asked for. Okay, Big Mac, large fry, large Coke, $4.45. Thank you very much. Come back again, please. Nah. Would you go on the one like on Crenshaw Boulevard or the black neighborhood? It's not like the commercials, man. You go in there, it's like... Yo, Lottie Dottie, welcome to McDonald's. Yo, what's up, money? What's up? Not you want what? What?
Man, we still got Big Mac. There's nothing with it, man. We still got Big Mac. Come on, homie. McDonald's. What you want? You want Big Mac? Hold on, hold on. Word, 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 word. Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac. Oh, wait, I'm tripping. Hold up. I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I was here yesterday. Hold up. Oh, oh, Big Mac. I got it. Word. My fault, baby. My fault. So what? What else you want? What? What? Large fries. Man, just take a small fry. I'll hook you up, man. You know, Biggie, you know. I mean, it's not like I'm related to Ron. I'm not, you know. No, so what else you want, money? What? What? Large classic Coke. Man, I don't know nothing about no classic Coke and none of that stuff, man. Look, just take an orange. All right, word, word, sure. So we got Big Mac, small fry, but I'm going to hook you up. Right? And a large orange, right? With all that, homie. I got that rock. Y'all been a lot of fun. God bless you. I'm Louis Six.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the mating game, where some lucky couple will get to make romance. I'm your host, Louis Six, and first I'd like to introduce our three bachelorettes. Yes. First, bachelorette number one. She is definitely looking for Mr. Wright. Why? Because she just was released from the mental institute. But feels that she can lead a normal life now. Well, with the proper medication. First, her favorite hobbies. One, she loves Nerf ball. Second, she loves coloring by numbers. Will you please welcome bachelorette number one, Miss Susie Smart. Number two, says she has never met a rich man she didn't like. She's a dancer, she's a chef and an actress, and a part-time shoe saleswoman. She would one day like to own her own Brinks service. Will you please put your hands together for bachelorette number two, Miss Honey Be Good. Bachelorette number three is not an actress, but a local celebrity in her own right. She says she is very active in her community. Why don't you girls greet each other? Okay. Bachelorette number three is a celebrity in her own right. She is very active in her community and has earned the nickname Miss Thang. Unfortunately, she didn't graduate from elementary school, but has a PhD in common sense. She has six children and has never worked a day in her life. Will you please give a warm round of applause to the professional welfare queen, bachelorette number three, Miss Annie Mae Hawkins. And now...
That's right, honey. I'm a celebrity in my own right,
Kevin. Yes, you are, Miss Hawkins.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to meet our bachelor. Yes, our bachelor is a very handsome man.
Hi, honey.
Let me tell you a little bit about him.
What you looking at? Just tell me what you looking at. Because there's one in every family.
Let me tell you a little bit about our bachelor. Our bachelor is a talented actor, dancer, and a singer. He has pleased audiences throughout the country between film and television and nightclubs. Even though he's currently unemployed, he will be appearing on the show Lifestyles of the Broke and Nobody Cares. Ladies and gentlemen, let's greet and welcome our bachelor, Mr. Danny Davis Jr.
Hello, babe. How are you?
Hi, Danny. Glad to have you here.
You're beautiful, I swear.
Well, Danny, we have three lovely young ladies for you. It's going to be a tough choice, but would you like to just get along with us, huh, Danny?
Okay, babe. Here we go. Okay, I consider myself a man on the go, babe. How far can I expect to go with you on the first date, bachelorette number two?
Oh, you can expect to go broke. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
go for broke.
Number three. Number three. If you were to show me your assets, what would I see?
If I were to show you my assets?
You show hot, babe. What would I see, babe?
You would see a lot. I used to live up over a bank. At one time, my ass set over $20 million.
A car is often an extension of ourselves. What type of automobile do you drive? Number one.
Well, I probably would drive a Yugo.
Yugo.
Okay. Yugo, I want to go to.
You're so hot.
Good, baby.
Number two, same question.
Well, BMW, of course, because I'm a black magic woman.
Number three, please fill in the blank. I haven't had a good blank in years. Go ahead, babe.
I haven't had a good social worker. Would you like to come over and get some social?
We might be able to work that out, love. What soap opera describes you and why? Number one.
What soap opera describes me? General Hospital.
What soap opera describes you and why? Number three.
Probably all my children. Because eight wasn't enough.
That's right, number two. Look at number three. Look at number three.
Yes.
And tell me why I shouldn't go out with her. Number two.
Because... because she looks like a neck bone in drag.
Oh my God.
You better get your hands off. Get your hands off.
Is that about it? I think that's it. Well,
Dammy, that's so hot, man.
Thank you. Well, look, it looks like Dammy, you're gonna have to make a decision.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait just one doggone well-fed Reciprocal minute. You didn't ask me them questions you asked them. You didn't ask me how they look.
But that's right number three.
Now, come on now. Look at these two balls.
I think you're
you don't want to go out with this one. Damn, Dan, whatever your name is. This one got her clothes on backwards. She don't know if she's coming. I'm going. And number two. Her head look like a rusty pillow pan. You know, she's going to be good to you or what? But you know I'm going to be good to you. You're an independent woman, honey. I don't need nobody. I get my own check every first fifth. Every fifth. I get my check cash. And Nick check cash. First in line everywhere. Get free cheese. You do like macaroni and cheese, don't you? My macaroni and cheese known all over the world. Eddie Murphy had my macaroni and cheese. Did you, Eddie?
Thank you, Daddy. Looks like you're gonna have to make a choice.
Okay, babe. This is really hard.
Will it be bachelorette? I don't know what I'm
saying. Daddy, will it be bachelorette number one?
Oh God.
Or bachelorette number two?
Oh,
good. Keep your arms down.
Or will it be bachelorette number three, Danny?
Well, babe, let me tell you. I don't know what I'm thinking right now, man, but I mean, I swear, I think I got to go with number three.
Oh! Bachelorette number three is our winner.
I'd like to thank the other bachelorettes. Thank you very much. Bachelorette number three.
Sammy, meet Bachelorette number 3, Miss Annie Mae Hawkins.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Wait. Baby, you said all my children. You should have said another word. I don't know. This feels off, man. No way, man.
Look at them, ladies and gentlemen. They look like they're already in love.
Oh, my God.
But wait. You've just won an all-expense trip paid to the Dewdrop Inn located at downtown... What? And that's not all.
You mean there's more?
Yes.
All right, Johnny. All right.
Frickin' Chicken is located right up the street. And we offer you a brand new $5 crisp bill.
Oh.
That's right. With this $5 bill, you can buy a 9-piece nugget and a chicken.
I love
you'll get,
chicken.
You'll
I love
get your forget Cajun rice, a biscuit, a large soft drink with 2 straws. Sorry, no fries.
Oh.
But wait, there's more. Your travel arrangements has been made by that man, Mr. Richard T. Davis, better known as RTD. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the Mady Game is all about. Let's give the fans a big check. Come on, Dad.
How everybody doing? Yeah, boy, I guess we're... How you doing, honey? Shoot. Yeah, we on TV tonight. Yeah, y'all think y'all gonna get paid for laughing? Nobody getting nothing. Hell, they ain't even pay me. But you know I need this money. You know you pull when somebody bring your house, they don't steal nothing. Go to my house and leave a note talking about buy something, please. I went out bought something, they broke back in saying, leave Kmart alone. Hey, man. Went on the girl house the other night, they had them disco roaches and stuff, man. Hey, can the roaches dance with rain cans? Talking about, staying alive.
You be eating.
Oh, that made me mad. I went to kill one of the roaches. Man, couldn't even kill him. Hey, can just rapping roaches. No one rapping so good. I went to step on him. He said, "Don't push me. Come up close to me." Negro wrote two hands till it just braided up and stuff. Come on, I'm not going to lose my head. Shoot. Oh, well, how you doing, baby? Better move that money, because I'm broke. Somebody try to rob me tonight, all they're going to get is some practice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for Mr. John Henton. Come on, let's hear it for him. John Henton, ladies and gentlemen. John Henton.
All right, good. Yeah, man. I went to like an all-black school and an all-white league. So I noticed big differences amongst the cheerleaders. Because their cheerleaders would always be so stiff. You know, they come out there like, go, team, go. Fight, team, fight. Win, tonight. You know? And this was cool, but see, I went to school during the 70s. And our cheerleaders had to put that soul into it. They come out there like, well, we are the Cardinals. Dee-dum, ho, ho, dee-dum, that much is true. Dee-dum, ho, ho, dee-dum, and we will do. Dee-dum, hump, hump, dee-dum, I think for you. Dee-dum, hump, hump, dee-dum, hey. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Oh, ain't that funky, y'all? Watched a lot of specials on wildlife. Learning a lot of facts, like the way that you can identify a poisonous snake is it'll have a vertical slit in its eye. Now here's a helpful hint, huh, people? Can you picture this? Hey, man, is that a rattlesnake? Yeah, I think so. I can see the vertical slit right there. Oh, look out. Dumb stuff, man. A lot of problems up at Yellowstone National Park with grizzly bears attacking humans. 25 attacks in the report they're going to say that some of the bears have to be tranquilized. And what they're using to tranquilize the bears? It's called PCP. Also known as angel dust. And they can't figure out why they're attacking people. Pretty wild. Because I was watching an episode of Yogi Bear the other day. Now, wouldn't that be something if Yogi got that, him and his main man, Boo Boo? Yogi Bear dusted the untold story. See little Boo Boo in the background going, Yogi.
This stuff's not as good as the last batch.
Hey, Boo Boo, I think the Ranger's been cutting it again. I grew up in the 70s, and I grew up, my mom ruled the stereo. So I didn't listen to what they wanted to listen to, you know. And I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so my mom used to love the Ohio Players, you know. Y'all remember the Ohio Players? Remember Sugarfoot? Yeah. Oh, you're real fine, Mr. Adams. Yes, you are.
And them stand tight, break out. Running folk and bitch out. Oh, girl, you're about to bust some stitch out. Yeah.
Mom used to like the old jazz, old blues. They used to like Al Green. Al was cool. I used to like Al, but he always sounded like he had stomach problems, you know? He's singing them songs like, Austin and Bobby,
anybody, you'll see, and you'll find yourself.
I don't like what's happening in music these days. You know, they got all these wimpy guys. They got Michael Jackson. I like his music. They got Prince. Musical genius, comes up with an album every other week, but the guy is just kind of strange.
Maybe I'm just like my mother.
A bit too much like your mama for me, huh? Don't have any macho guys on anymore, you know? I got these guys, Luther Vandross, Freddie Jackson, sing these love songs like, ooh, baby, 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 please come over to my house. I got incense wine and can I make love to me, please? No macho guys. Need some guy like James Brown. See, James is macho. James wants some sex. He just went up to a woman and said, get out of that thing. I'm calling. I'm John Eddie.
How you doing, baby? You sure looks good. Do you fool around on the first date? Huh, you don't? You better go home tonight with this man here. I'll get you tomorrow night when you're ready. You waste my gas on.
I have bad luck with women. All women I meet just big. Met a girl the other day, big, so much her hair look like cups. Asked me to pay her rent. I can't even pay my own rent. She was from Compton. That's what I said. Go on, have a seat there in the color section and enjoy yourself.
Look like an E.T. with a haircut. I'm feeling good tonight. Everybody better not mess with me tonight. I mean, anybody y'all want me to talk about, just point them out. Anybody. Who that? Anybody, I mean, what you laughing at, bro? You supposed to be seating people down. Got all these cameras in here. No damn well ain't got no film. We're making history tonight. Put this place on the map. We done it with your support. Thank you. Thank you. This is our show tonight. You're on. Hey, prime time tonight. It's all you ugly people trying to laugh. I know it's hard for you because all them frown people. How about ugly folks to laugh, ain't it? This young man, you're going to enjoy him. He's fantastic. He just got off a tour of El Segundo, Costa. And he's currently playing at the Watts Holiday Inn. Let's give a big round of applause for Mr. Ronaldo Ray.
Yeah, I just got back from a tour. I'm kind of tired. I did the southern United States. It's rough. Went through Little Rock. Got a lesson in re-assimilation. Oh, I know a bunch of big words. Elephant, damn it. Re-assimilation, that's where people act like each other. Black act white. White act black. Mexican just act up, period. Saw a soul brother re-assimilate. Jumped off one of them Ozark mountain peaks with a kite. Talking about a hand glide. That called me a fart, because black folk don't usually do nothing, got nothing to do with no hanging. But the boy was going good. Floating. Had his radio. Couple of hillbillies out there in the woods hunting coons. Never seen a hang glider before. Little hillbilly boy look up and say, "Paw, paw, look at yon, 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 yon." Old man said, "God damn, Junior." Pow, pow, pow. Shoots about 20 holes in the glider. Glider go, pshaw. Soul brother lets the glider go, jumps on a clump of trees. Glider hits the side of the mountain. Hillbilly boy look at it, daddy. He said, "Paul, what kind of bird was that?" Old man say, "I don't know what kind of bird it was, Junior. But I sure made a ton that colored boy loose." Then I dropped through Lou now. Do we have any Louisiana women in here tonight?
Yes.
Any lady from Louisiana here?
Yes.
Any more? Over here? Over here? Ladies. We say it now, fellas, I've neutralized the hoodoo. All Louisiana women know that hoodoo. Mama taught them. Generation after generation. That's why I ain't a lonely woman in Louisiana. All of them got men that put that hoodoo on the men. Even early women in Louisiana got handsome men. Handsome men walking around Louisiana in a daze. Talking about, "Why do I love this ugly bro?" And I know what you put in the gumbo. Out down there, this girl cooking me some gumbo. Thank God I peeked out in the kitchen. Crab jumped out the pot and run out the back door. She come bringing me a bowl of that gumbo, talking about, "Here, Daddy." I said, "No, Mama, take it back. I ain't eating nothing that a crab can't hang with." Down there, one of them hoodoo women fell in love with me. Put that hoodoo on me. Big broad, about 400 pounds. I saw her putting it on me. I thought she was waving at me. I said, "Hi, baby." Put something in my drink. More I drunk, the better she looked. Lost a couple of 100 pounds with these drinks. After 3 drinks, she looked like Gina Lola Frigida. Lola Freeloner. I was in love. The hoodoo had me. I was under power. I was not responsible for my action. Went home with the big woman. Woke up the next morning back in possession of my mind. Rolled over, had to roll over. Bed went like that. Rolled over, turned over. There I was, face to face with this big, burly, bulbous-chested, high, yellow Creole gumbo-eating heifer. I ain't going to Louisiana no more. Like to close on a serious note with a message for you gentlemen. women taking over. So, gentlemen, let me tell you this. If you love something, set it free. If it returns, it's yours. If it does not return, hunt it down and kill it.
So how'd it go? How were things with your gentleman friend?
Oh, God, it was terrible.
Oh, really? What happened?
After the bar claimed he was broke. I should have known he was broke. The shoes he had all so run over, he had to lay down and put them on.
Did you enjoy the show?
Oh, shoot, I enjoyed the show, and I'm coming back to out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I get a ride.
Anime?
Yes, honey.
Anime, I think we should say goodbye and give the cast a great round of applause, don't you?
Why not?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for tuning in to Do You Need a Laugh? This has been your host, Haru the Oracle. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please join me for random broadcast on I Need a Laugh. I put in messages pool, you know, random comedians or whatnot. So, again, hope you guys enjoyed it. Please be sure to tune into our website. Log on to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. You can buy holistic things, especially in this time of now. We have hand sanitizers, elderberry syrup, things to boost your immune system. Please reach out to Lisa G with Lisa's Fragrance and Such. She is definitely on the website as well. Her contact, all that good stuff, guys. So thank you. All right, guys, I am over and out. And join me tomorrow morning. I am going to do Overcoming Obstacles, 5G, and Trusting the Universe. There it is, Trusting the Universe, guys. It's going to be a great show tomorrow in the morning, so please join me for that. All right, guys, peace and love. I see you, Mary Fox. Peace and love to you. Hope all is well with you as well. Please reach out to me on whenever you're ready on that. All right? So, all right, guys, peace and love, and love you guys. Till next time. Peace.
I am in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am, yeah. God, you ain't know, now you know what's up. I am manifesting. Use the mind as a weapon. Yeah. Had a couple ego deaths. I know it happened for the best. I swear these niggas playing checkers. They don't know this to get me chest. Stay woke, no rest. We in deep water, no breath. We can go into some land. Grow food, that's the plan. No more working for the man. This system really ain't your brand, no. So we finna break it down, yeah, we really is. I swear nowadays, grown folks acting like kids. God living on within. I'ma lace them up, don't trip. Amethyst on the wrist. Came back like Chris. Sorry, meant to say Christ. I swear this life like dice. You mess it up, you do it twice. So I'm finna get it right, cause I am in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am.
I am everything in existence, they know what's up. I am dark matter, this universe got me up. If you don't get control of your mind, they gon' lock it up. Gotta empty the water, then refill the cup. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it wasn't for you. So it's small, all I ask is that you keep it loyal. I am on it, I be on it, I'm killing opponents. I am speaking the truth, I'm just hoping they notice. It's real shit, I channel it real quick. Talking to ancestors, they coming through real thick. Hitting weights with this knowledge, my mind getting real fit. Tapping to your higher self, your reality gotta flip. That's real, I am. In God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
In God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am. I am.
I am.
I am.
God,
you ain't know, now you know what's up.